Hello, we are studying from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 3, Hestaklut Pnimit, Inner Observation, Chapter 11. Chapter 11, explain the third Patsuf of Ak, called Sag of Ak, on the level of Bina. Item 1, title, the refinement of the screen of the second, of the third phase into the fourth phase. There is no refinement in the screen of the Rosh and the head, but rather in the screen of the Tabu. Number 1, after the above Partsuf, Ab of Ak, had been completed, the upper light clothed in it, and the surrounding light refined the coarseness in it once more, as the Partsuf Galgalta de Ak, it refers to the coarseness of the screen in the Malchut of the Malchut, being the Malchut of the Guf, of the body, of Ab, called Tabu. It is so because there isn't any refinement in any Partsuf and Malchut of the Rosh, called Peh, as it operates from below upward, and the light is not confined within her. Because of that, it does not refine her.
Well, if we have no questions, we continue. Yes, please.
The emergence of Rosh Tochsof, body, head and body in Patsuf Sagdeak. 2. Malchut of Ab, called Tabu, had been refined from her entire coarseness, namely the coarseness of the third phase, and became as pure as the root. It is thus considered that Malchut rose to her emanator, namely Pe of Rosh of Ak, Ab of Ak. This Pe is the root and the emanator to the ten sefirot of the body of the Abdeak. Because she rose to the Pe, the root gave her coarseness as in the beginning, except for the last phase, which has been lost and does not return. As a result, Malchut became coarse again. With the coarseness of the second phase, we call this coarseness as a descent to her place as in the beginning, meaning the Chazeh, near the Tabul de Abdeak, where she came from. A coupling by striking was performed there once more, and ten sefirot of the Rosh of the head were emanated on the level of Bina, because the reflected light of the second phase does not reach higher than that. The ten sefirot of the Toch of the interior and the ten sefirot of the Sof of the end expanded from there downward. This Partsuf is called the Partsuf of Sag of Ak, because it only has the level of Bina. The rest of the Partsufim of Ak emerge similarly.
No, Kiev 3.
Well, Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Спасибо, Рав.
Thank you, Rav.
Пожалуйста, а как эта последняя пина Абдеак входит и не возвращается?
How is the last phase of Абдеак, does it not come back?
Because the screen becomes refined and no longer appears, is no longer apparent, so the final phase disappears. Kiev 1.
Получается, что Малхут поднимается в Рош, и там после этого производится Зивук Деака.
Кен, Зивук Деака за Рагберош.
Yeah, the coupling by striking is only in the Rosh, in the head, and what exists in the Rosh expands to the Guf, to the body only.
Из этого Рош, из корня увеличивается Виют для следующего Зивуга.
Им есть издыхихут.
Sorry, we can't hear the Hebrew translator good.
If there is refinement because of the refinement, the screen rises from the Toch to the Osh. It reveals new records. new Shemot, and we have a new Potsuf.
Merkaz Echad.
Merkaz One.
How does a refinement of the masach show up in our work?
The refinement of the screen is revealed in the work so that the power to overcome, to resist the previous state, it disappeared and is gone. It's as if he grew weaker. And what was in it disappeared, and it's as if he grew farther from the Creator. But
a
person in whom it happens knows that these things are all necessary in order to bring to him a new state. And therefore he continues his work, even though the previous level was refined, he continues to work, and new desires appear in him, new screens, and so on.
PT
19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He says that Malchut returned and got more coarse in the second phase, and it descends to the place it was in the beginning. So,
No. If you're not speaking clearly, I'm not going to let you speak at all. You are not in your meetings, I told you. Speak in the right way and clearly.
We find that Malchut got more coarse in the second phase, and we call this a descent to where she was in the beginning. How does Malchut refine and then become coarse again? It already refined, so why does it come back?
No, it's not the same coarseness as before, it's a new coarseness. But after the screen is refined, because of the bitush, the battering of inner and outer, it ascends from Tabu, from the Toch of the Potsuf to the Rosh of the Potsuf. Now, in the meeting of the screen that rose to the Rosh of the Potsuf with the light that is in the Rosh, a new desire awakens.
So the Malchut is the dominant one in this whole story. In the whole system, she's the dominant?
Yes. Yeah. There are no other answers, only this. Kiev 3.
Слышно, да? Прекрасно, не появилось. Скажите, пожалуйста, Рав, Бина, Рош, Деав, есть корень Шореш.
Бина в Рош в Аб.
Кен.
That's a root for Саг.
Yes.
Thank you.
PT 6.
It seems that the created being is only the screen, that the whole world to receive is like this material that just remains that way.
Yes, but the screen is on the will to receive, so you can't disconnect them from each other. The main thing is the screen. Yeah.
Is it true that in the work between us, everything that's important is creating the screen? And our desires are there, but the screen is important.
Creating the particular individual screens between us in the Potsuf, so and to establish a screen between all of us and the Creator to the Rosh of the Potsuf.
Thank you.
PT 14.
The connection to the upper one is in the Rosh. What does it mean that it was inverted?
We couldn't hear you. We couldn't understand what you're saying. We couldn't hear it. PT 32.
Amalchuti kol hazman uta malchut?
Malchut is always the same Malchut.
Malchut is the same Malchut, but the discernments in it are different. Ashdod 10.
The refinement from Malchut is always through all its phases, because it performs the coupling by striking?
Yes. And there is no part in spirituality. Every operation has to end completely. And extract everything from itself, and then it becomes a different discernment, a higher one. Okay? All right, so we're done with this. Oh, and where are you?
Chapter 12 explains the fourth and fifth partsuf of Ak, called Ma and Bon of Ak. Number one, the emergence of Ma and Bon of Ak. Once partsuf Sagad has been completed, the surrounding light returns and refined the coarseness of the second phase into the first phase. Then the upper light, which never stops shining, struck it and generated 10 sfirot at the level of Zeranpin, called Partsuf Ma of Ak, expanded into Rosh, Toch, and Sof, head, interior, and end. This Partsuf is called the world of Nikudim. A refinement of the screen occurred in it too, as in the previous Partsufs of Ak. But here the refinement is regarded as the breaking of the vessels, as the coarseness of the fourth phase was involved here, and only the coarseness of the root remained there. Thus, the upper light, which does not stop shining, struck that coarseness of the root, and 10 sefirot on the level of Malchut emerged, regarded as the Patsuf of Bon of Ak, and it is called the world of Atzilut and Bia.
In other words, we see that the same process repeats itself, just like before. And in this way, the Potsufim emerge from one another until Keter Chokhmah Bina Zeran Pin Malchut of these Potsufim, or Gagata Apsak Mabon, come out, emerge, and are built. I don't see questions. I think these things are clear to us already. Let's jump to Chapter 13, the clothing of the Potsufim in one another. Next page.
Chapter 13 explains the clothing of the Potsufim in one another. The difference between the five levels, one below the other, and the five levels, one above the other. Now you can thoroughly understand the difference between the 10 sefirot of Kachav, Zeranpin, and Malchut that stand one above the other, and the five Potsufim, Galgalta, Absag, Main, Bon, that stand one below the other. The 10 Sefirot, Kachav, Zeranpin, and Malchut emerged and were emanated during the ascent of the Malchut to the emanator, occurring in each and every one of the five Potsufim. It is so because the Masach and the Malchut of the previous Potsuf must raise to the Peh of Rosh there to receive a new Aviut, in a new form for the birth of a partsuf. At that time, a new coupling for the new partsuf is made. However, the 10 sefirot kachab zon that emerge during the refinement of the malchut do not receive a new coarseness. On the contrary, they rise and refine one more each time. Refinement means ascent. Thus, the third phase is emanated above the fourth phase, and the second phase above the third phase, etc.
Questions? None. All right, let's continue.
Number two, the peh of the rosh of the lower one must emerge in the place of the chazeh of the upper one. However, during the emanation of the partsufim, when the Parzuf Ab emerges from Galgalta, Malchut of the body of Galgalta must ascend to the place of the Rosh of Galgalta, the head of Galgalta. Once there, she receives the coarseness of the third phase once more. Acquiring the coarseness means returning to its place to the Tabur of the Parzuf Galgalta as in the beginning. It is written there that the new coupling by striking in the third phase necessarily occurred in the place of the tabu of Parzuf Galgalta. Thus you see that Malchut of the Rosh, of the head, of Parzuf Ab is in the place of tabu of Parzuf Galgalta. Accordingly, you will always find that Malchut of the Guf, of the body of the upper Parzuf, becomes Malchut of the Rosh, of the head of its inferior Parzuf. In other words, Malchut of the upper one becomes Peh of Rosh of the lower one.
It doesn't exactly fit, right? Because we say that the Rosh of the bottom Parzuf close the Chazeh of the upper Parzuf, not the Tabu. We'll soon find out why this happens. Go on.
Rav, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I feel that there's no questions, not because everything's clear, but that there's some kind of a...
What can I do?
Maybe a few words just to tell us generally what's happening here.
There's the upper light, which is called the Creator, and it created the will to receive. It influences the will to receive and develops it. As it develops the will to receive begins to react, to respond to the upper light, because they are opposite from each other. And then the will to receive, with its responses, becomes necessarily through the upper light. It acquires all kinds of forms that are similar to the upper light, or opposite from the upper light. And this is what we're learning. This is called making light and creating darkness. When a will to receive, big will to receive emerges, and opposite from it, the desire to bestow. So we see how these potsufim cascade from the Creator and becomes more and more remote. What does it mean that they become more and more remote? They show by this that they have less and less of an opportunity, of a possibility to resemble the Creator. But these descents are like as we learn in our lives, that the child is first of all within the mother, and then it's born and it's attached to her, and the more it grows, the farther it goes from her, until it becomes completely independent. Here we're seeing the same thing. In the descent of the Parzufim from above downward through the five worlds, Adam Kadmon, Atzilut Briya, Yetzir Asiya, and the five Parzufim within each world, and five Sfirot in each Parzuf, 125 degrees. By this, the Creator created the ladder from the top to the bottom, in which it is not mingled with the created being. There is no created being here whatsoever. The created being is completely in the hands of the Creator. And the Creator who creates the will to receive now influences the will to receive and constantly plays with the created being until the created being acquires all kinds of forms from the Creator. And all these forms expand from above downward in congruence with the Creator as much as each form can, according to the coarseness in it, according to the ability of the will to receive in it to resemble the light, the desire to bestow. So we see that here a ladder is built from the top to the bottom. And when we come to the bottom, here a special thing, a special operation is revealed. It's called the breaking. What is the breaking? Within the will to receive, after it emerges as a result of this whole ladder of degrees from the top to the bottom, within this will to receive, there appears its own desire to resemble the Creator. Where does it come from? From the influence of the Creator on it. And then, this will to receive, that wants to resemble the Creator, operates, it wants to receive in order to bestow, and by this it becomes similar to the Creator. And when it wants to receive in order to bestow, it can't. It can't. This is called the sin of the tree of knowledge. Basically, the will to receive, with all of its desire, with all of its intensity, as much as it could, it really wanted to be similar to the Creator in complete adhesion. But it discovered that it couldn't. And then it broke. And out of its shattering, it became mingled with all the desires to bestow of the Creator. But these desires are in it, mixed in its own will to receive. So you have intentions to bestow inside desires to receive. And why is this so? Because it's the right way as a preparation. It's the right way to prepare so that afterwards, out of a created being that consists of two opposite forces, the created being can ask of the Creator for the strength to establish itself so that it has a desire to receive in order to bestow. And this is what we learn. And this completes the preparation, only the preparation of creation. And then the created being begins to establish itself, to acquire the sensation of independence out of its shattering. It begins to receive independence. The Creator gradually raises it, and then this created being goes through a process of scrutinizing the desire and begins to go into Ibu, Yenika, and Mochin. And that's according to discernment it receives from above. I see that now we have many questions. What are the questions? Where do we begin?
PT 23,
who are they?
Is the more the distance, the more complex the vessel? Rav, yes, the distance is built upon the vessel moving away from the Creator, but this distance gives the vessel the sensation of existing and not just annulled in the Creator. And the fact that it in a distance, so now it can feel who it is, what qualities it has, and its distance from the Creator, and which qualities they both have. The distance is essential because from the still vegetative animate on the corporeal level, we can rise to spiritual degrees.
Again.
Another question, if I may. Is this complexity a result of the independence of the vessel?
The independence, we're still not dealing with it because the independence of the vessel can only be under the condition that it sees itself, on one hand, under the complete control of the Creator, and he acknowledges this control, and then against it, he can build something independent from that. Because if you talk to the still vegetative inanimate, they don't think, even though they are under the complete control of the upper force, they don't reveal it. If you talk to people in this world, they also don't know that they're under the complete control of the upper force. So what does independence mean for them? Meaning independence, freedom, is when a person gets some kind of freedom to work, freedom of choice, freedom of actions, along with mind and feeling and force. And then he can stabilize himself in a way that he resembles the Creator, that upon the will to receive and all the states he is in, for him to resemble the Creator is the most important discernment in life. Then you can say that he reaches a state of choice, of determining, of independence. It's not simple. It all comes through a gradual development on the ladder of degrees. When he starts from some kind of degree on the ladder and onward, you can already tell him that he, say about him that he's independent. Just like in our world, a child that reaches, let's say, the age of 13, so we say, so in somewhat he is already independent. Not about everything, but from this moment on, more.
Florida.
Okay? Florida.
Thank you, Rav. What happens? What does it feel that causes the will to receive, to realize it can't receive in order to bestow?
It's only by being in spiritual actions, trying to reach spiritual actions and studying correctly and in the right environment, then the light comes and teaches him. Otherwise, he can't. It's not that it just comes to a person.
Does the will to receive have a feeling of what it means to bestow at this point?
We are speaking of the will to receive that is being taken care of by the upper light. Then it feels who he has a business with. What's the will to receive? What's the will to bestow? What's the intention to receive? What's the intention to bestow? He knows the system, because in, except for the will to bestow of the Creator and the will to receive of the created being, we have nothing. And the interconnection between them gives birth to all kinds of discernments in the created being, and through that he feels his life and can stabilize himself in according to the Creator as much as possible. No more than that. PT 17.
When Partsuf Bon receives light within, the previous Partsufim that have been refined, do they remain empty?
How can the lower one receive and the upper one won't, that they pass the light to it?
In other words, when the Toch of Bon is filled, the Toch of all the previous ones are also filled with light.
I don't want to speak about this interior or that. All the Potsufim that transfer the light from above downward are filled with that light themselves. Yes.
Another question. He wrote, we read in number one, that when the Masah, the screen of the Guf, is refined, the Malchut is not refined. So, what happens with the Rosh of all the Potsufim? They have light all the time?
The head, the Rosh, doesn't refine because there's no coarseness there. There's no actual screen working there. It's only in potential. There's only decisions and calculations in the Rosh. The only thing that refines is the screen of the body of the Guf that decided to receive in order to bestow. Then from that force of receiving in order to bestow, it can refine from understanding that this action is incorrect. It doesn't bring him to the right final goal. That's why the screen is canceled. It's annulled. He feels that he doesn't want to use it, that to receive in order to bestow, to the extent that he decided back then, he thought it'll bring him to the final goal, but it didn't take place. That's why he gets rid of that duty.
When will the light return to the potsufim that were refined? When the light comes there next time?
That doesn't depend on those potsufim. It depends on the general process. All those potsuf, they don't have a desire or choice. But a person on the end of that chain, on the bottom, he determines his connection with the Creator through all these potsufs.
Barul.
Okay, clear. PT 19.
Yes, he says that acquiring coarseness means he returns to his place in Tabo of Potsuk Golgata as before. So I already have courses all the time, no?
The coarseness doesn't disappear, but it's either revealed or refined towards this, that specific state. Like you, sometimes you want to eat and sometimes you don't want to eat. That's how the coarseness in the potsuf works.
What is this concept of coarseness?
A desire by which I want to enter in a connection with the Creator in order to receive, in order to bestow contentment to Him.
Is there also the term of coarseness in the group?
In a correct group, yes. A correct group is a paltzuf. It's a spiritual paltzuf for everything. Now it depends on the group, what coarseness, what connection they have between them, what friction they have between them, and how they overcome that. And then they reach a state that they become as a spiritual potsuf. And in according to that, they are worthy of revealing the Creator in them.
Should we refine this coarseness in the 10?
Refining means to complete it with a masach and reflected light. A screen and reflected light. Not that we erase the coarseness, we use the coarseness through refinement.
So how do we do it in a group?
Ask your friends.
Ask them.
Yes, Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, что значит, что десятка поднимается в подорож?
What does it mean that the 10 is revealed in the Rosh?
That you have a mutual desire and you want to enter a new connection with the Creator, and that's why you decide between you what you are going to turn to Him with. What do you decide? In what way you can receive from Him in order to bestow. Receive upon yourself the form of the Creator, a more advanced form. That's called that you raise yourself to Peh of Rosh, and there you can take the decision and perform the action.
And afterwards, there will be what he describes as the awakening of the screen.
Then you receive from a correct decision, you get the right connection with the Creator, and as a result, you organize between you in a new connection from Peta to the Tabor, that you really resemble the Creator. You receive in the connection between you from the Pet to the Chazeh, you receive the form of the Creator, the way you connect between you, the way you fill the connection between you, and then by that you attain the Creator in practice. From the Pet to the Tabor of your mutual potsuf.
What forces us? The Lashimo?
That by this you're giving contentment to the Creator by making His form in you. That's called that you are growing from the degree of katnut, smallness, to gadlut, the greatness, from a baby to an adult. That's how it is. Okay, Oren, I think let's go to Yosher Divrei Emet.
So we'll move on to the next part.
Yesterday I got great impressions from everyone by it. People were so excited by it, got such inspiration from that book that I think it's worth continuing it until we finally have good impressions.
All right, give us an intermission and...